the driving 80 working under a silver jack, which the same is now in Jackson and soon be coming back. There was a fellow there amongst us with the name of Robert Wayne, kind of cute and smart and tonguey. I guess he was graduating,
kind of cute and smart and tonguey.
I guess he was graduating. He could talk of any subjects from the Bible down to horn. His words flowed out so easy, just smooth and slick as horn. He was what I call a skeptic, and he loved to sit and read highfalutin words together, telling what he didn't believe.
Highfalutin words together, telling what he didn't believe.
One day we all were sitting round, smoking in your head tobacco, hearing Bob expound.
Helen said, "What's all the humbug?"
He made it plain as day that the Bible was a fable. We love it, lived that way. Miracles and such a lot were too rank for him to stand out, for him to call the Savior. He was just a common man. "You're a liar," someone shouted, "and you got to take it back." Then everybody stared, watched the words on Silver Jack. He cracked his fists together, stacked his ducks and cried. That was in the religion my mother lived and died.
In that religion my mother lived and died.
Exactly right. When I hear a chump abusing me, he's got to eat his words and cry. Now he's brought me wet, no cow. I'm so bold and free. Stack your guns, cut your capers. There ain't no flies on me.
Cut your capers. There ain't no flies on me.
Now they fit for 40 minutes. The crowd will whoop and cheer. When Jack spit up a tooth or two, or Bobby lost an ear. At last Jack got him under, slugged him once and twice. Straight away Bobby made the divinity of Christ.
Bobby made the divinity of
mistaken.
His views concerning hell,
the fears encountered.